Monroe County's Bicentennial Committee presents the Bicentennial Journal, stories celebrating the rich history of Monroe County.
This is my Monroe County story. I'm Susan Weir, representing the Local Council of Women. In 1897, members of nine different women's clubs in Bloomington came together to serve as a way of promoting work of community interest. This small group of representatives was the formation of what today we know as the Local Council of Women, or LCW. During their October 1904 meeting, a city hospital was proposed. This was just a day after a tragic accident in which a young man's legs were mangled so badly by a passing train that all efforts of three local physicians to save his life were unsuccessful. South Rogers was chosen for the site of the new hospital, and LCW undertook the solicitations for funds to purchase 4.5 acres at a cost of $6,000. By February of 1906, the first hospital in the old Red Brick House was underway. The council soon set their sights on building a larger hospital and started accumulating a building fund. In April of 1917, plans for a new limestone hospital were announced and the foundation was laid. The building cost $27,900 and held 35 beds. The old red brick house was then turned into a nurse's home. LCW has chartered many ancillary organizations to support health care in the community. In 1961, the hospital auxiliary was created to provide an effective base of volunteers. In 1967, Bloomington Hospital Foundation, now Bloomington Health Foundation, was created to centralize the work of fundraising. 1973, Meals on Wheels, and 1977, Bloomington Convalescent Center were started, and in 1980, Hospice of Bloomington and Greene County were established. By 1977, a plan was underway for expansion to bring the hospital to well over 300 beds. This was financed by a bond issue of $37,500,000. In 1987, LCW deeded the hospital properties to Bloomington Hospital. The incorporation documents required that Bloomington Hospital had to obtain LCW approval to sell more than 5% of its assets in any given year. LCW also retained the responsibility to appoint 6 members to the hospital board. I had the honor of being LCW president when the merger proposal was made from Clarion Healthcare System. In February 2008, the LCW membership voted to allow Bloomington Hospital to change the bylaws to allow for a merger. This was a highly controversial issue. The LCW membership grew from 110 to over 1,200 in just a few weeks. Both sides of the proposal were so haughtily entrenched in their feelings that an armed security guard had to be posted at the voting meeting held at the Bloomington Convention Center. The vote was close, but the majority voted to merge. This vote was contested, and there was a petition for a revote. A second membership meeting was held where the vote remained the same, a merger with Clarion. This was one of the most overwhelming periods for the LCW board in decades. LCW retained its power to approve future bylaw changes for Bloomington Hospital and the right to appoint 6 of the hospital board members. In January of 2018, IU Health, formerly Clarion, requested permission to dissolve the IU Health Bloomington Hospital Board of Directors and to develop a regional board made up of community representatives from Bloomington, Bedford, Paoli, and Martinsville. The LCW membership approved this dissolution, and LCW was given a seat on the regional board as well as an ad hoc position. LCW also has 3 seats on the newly created Community Health Committee, which received $250,000 to advance community health initiatives, and LCW was given $500,000 to promote community health issues. Today, LCW remains the link between the community and the healthcare entity it helped to create, IU Health Bloomington Hospital. Combining tradition with innovative thought, LCW works closely with the hospital to bring the best possible health care to our community.
Join us next week for another edition of the Monroe County Bicentennial Journal.